Big changes in the sports media landscape, and most of the change affects ESPN, which of course changed the sports media landscape itself since its debut in 1979. ESPN is losing some of its biggest names now. One of the company's most famous voices, Bill Simmons, is moving to HBO. The network is also losing highly rated radio host Colin Cowherd to Fox Sports One, and Keith Olbermann, one of the biggest ESPN personalities in its history, is also out. He's being asked to leave just 2 years after being wooed back to ESPN. Well, Mike Pesca is here and now's sports analyst. He also hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and he joins us now. And Mike, what is going on? Why is ESPN losing all these people?
There are specific answers with each one, but there's one overarching picture, and that is the nature of the way ESPN makes money is changing a little. And I think they're anticipating the change more than they're feeling huge amounts of pressure. They're anticipating the pressure. It used to be that every cable subscriber, you, me, and your mother-in-law who's never watched ESPN, if they got cable, paid about $6 for ESPN and close to that for ESPN 2, 3, 8, 9, 12. Now, cable cord cutting and then the cable nevers, which are the kids who've never even have cable, are having an impact on that. And so ESPN can't rely on this huge amount of money. One way they think they can control costs is to cut some of their high profile talent.
Okay. But so, I mean, sports has always been about both the athletics and personalities. But is there a problem here with networks like ESPN when the anchors and personalities become bigger than the actual sports stories they cover?
You know, it's a problem if you don't like how the personality injects themselves. But I think ESPN, in the three people that you've named, they're all excellent at their jobs and what ESPN want. They didn't do their jobs poorly. Maybe you could argue that Keith Olbermann didn't get quite the ratings and the sizzle in this go-around with ESPN as when he was hosting SportsCenter in the 90s. But I think it's more the case of ESPN would like sports to be the star because they're already paying so much for rights to the NCAA tournament and for rights to the NFL, and they had paid for World Cup. I mean, they're in the mix with all the big sports. And so when you're paying, say, Bill Simmons, a commenter on these sports, it's not as clear a business model as when you just pay the sports and let a much less paid analyst just tell you, you know, who's passing to who or who's running the 4-3 defense, as opposed to cracking wise about the very nature of your broadcast partners, like, say, the NFL.
Okay. Well, is also another part of the problem is that, you know, networks like ESPN, I mean, they pay really massive fees to the NFL or the NCAA for the right to broadcast those games. I don't imagine those fees are going down.
No, that's right. The fees aren't going down, and they're great business. They're still getting tons of rating, and live sports, especially in this DVR age, is the only thing that's violating that rule of thumb. So they're making a lot of money on those contracts, but they can't just rely on monetizing, sorry to use that as a verb, but monetizing the viewers from those games. The advertising based on the NFL is not going to cover all their costs because of what I was talking about, the $6 fees per subscriber. You add it all up and they maybe will look at Colin Cowherd and say, you're a great broadcaster, you do a great job for us, but $6 million is more than we want to pay. Same with Simmons, same with Olbermann.
Mike Pesca, here and now sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.